occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call now, 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's right, 1-866-NO-BLOAT, and discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m., part of the Dr. Pat family.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Is what you put on your skin just as important to you as what you put in your body? You bet it is. Running Wild Spirit takes this thought and has made a truly natural line of skin products for your health and pleasure. Originally created to help her son's skin condition, Charlene Feedham handcrafted a line of products with healing energy and the fresh fragrance of nature's beauty. No sudsing agents, alcohol, or mineral oil. Simply and beautifully, the essence of nature in different handcrafted soaps, body powders, shower gels, lip balms, lotions, body oils, salt scrubs, bath fizzies. Give a gift of love for yourself and that special person. For more information, visit www.runningwildspirit.com or call 206-622-2323 or stop by for free samples at one of our two stores located downtown Seattle at 6th and Stewart or across from the Maltby Cafe in Maltby.
Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, yes, indeedy. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with me, Dr. Pat Basile, coming to you live. At least I think I'm alive. Well, we'll see after today's show and today's interview, because we're getting ready to just, like, kick it up a few notches here.
Well,
with
if you're
Dr.
not,
Mitt.
Do I get to pinch you?
Yeah, pinch
you. You're
me.
Alive, girl. All right, see, you're okay. You're awake. You're ready to roll.
You think I'm ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think I'm ready to rock?
No.
You think I'm... Hey,
what's
stay
up with your microphone?
What
stay
is
up
that?
There. It's a little loose there.
It's a little loosey-goosey.
We'll have to get the engineers in here.
Get the engineers. No, wait till after my show. We know what that's like. Thank you, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're so thrilled to have you here and listening to the show. Lots of things going on, and I wanted to give you a heads up about a few of them. Those of you that listen to the show regularly know that we have the Gift a Day program that is going on, and you know how I know because I got an email yesterday. And interesting, Benny, I was reminded that we didn't actually give anything away yesterday.
We didn't?
Well, the free ebook from Bradley.
Sure.
Right. Not exactly.
Not exactly the code.
Right. So today we're going to give away two things.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to actually.
We'll make up for it.
Yes, we're going to actually give away a book from my guest today, and then we're also going to give a notepad away from the upcoming movie Peaceful Warrior.
Oh, I thought it was going to be off my desk.
Oh, your notepad off your desk.
And here's a personalized notepad off of Benny's desk.
Yes, with, you know what? With Benny's personal affirmation.
Yeah, every day. Yeah. That's 300 affirmations.
You know what? If you were to make up, if you were to make up your personal affirmations, I would be following you to the bank. So many people would want these affirmations because everybody loves you, Benny.
Aw. That'd be the first one. Aw. Love thyself. Aw.
We definitely have some fun here.
Hallmark greeting card.
And definitely having fun here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by if you're just tuning in. Yep, this is what it is. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And let me give a few reminders and make a couple announcements as we go on. You, a couple questions you all asked about the show that I do at 6 o'clock. I just want to tell you that, yes, that is done on bbsradio.com. And everything is in the newsletters. And so if you join the newsletter, what does that mean to join a newsletter? Very simple. All you do is put your email in. And what happens with that is that you get the announcements that are going on through the Dr. Pat Show and Dr. Pat Worldwide. We do not do any funky thing at all. We do not do crazy things with your email. You're not all of a sudden going to get 15 prescriptions for Viagra or things like that. It's not going to happen.
It's a good deal, gentlemen. But try to avoid it.
That is a whole nother show.
What are you talking about?
That's a whole nother show. But you're not going to get any strange things. What you're going to find out, you're going to find out about upcoming events. For example, you're going to find out about the upcoming event at Unity Church with Tama Keys, who's coming in to town. She's going to be doing a presentation at the Women Business Exchange, as well as a Sunday event at Unity Church. And Tama has been on the show several times, and you'll hear from her. You're also going to hear about the reconnection with Dr. Eric Pearl. He is coming to town with a breakthrough seminar, and this is a rare event for him to be coming through town. I mean, it's being sponsored by one of our local folks, and so you'll find out about that. You'll find out about how you can participate in today's show, for example. You know, today's show is with Dr. Meg Blackburn. And Dr. Meg Blackburn Lucy, and she is the author of Pyramids of Light. So in the newsletter, what you find out is that today's show, we're going to have opening up with a conversation, and then we're going to be opening up the phones, because what Dr. Meg does is she is a person that has tapped into the light. That's what I can say about her. I'm going to bring her up in a few minutes, and you can talk with her directly. She is the author of Pyramids of Light, and this is a book about multidimensional reality and the channelings and messages. And those messages are distributed to subscribers worldwide. She's a public speaker. She's a medical intuitive certified practitioner of spiritual mind healing. She has a PhD in holistic life coaching and metaphysics, an ordained minister. And so you would be able to hear about all that we're bringing to you every week, including the Gift a Day program and many, many other events that we have going on. So the way to do that is go to crustbusting.com, crustbusting.com, and just sign up to become a member. All of that translates to the new website, the Dr. Pat Show. So once you're in once, that's it. You get information about all of the cool things going on, including the Street Smart Spirituality Hour that airs tonight on BBS Radio. My guest tonight, of course, and that's at 6 o'clock, Internet Radio, bbsradio.com. That, of course, is with Sonia Choquette. And again, this is another show where you can call in and get some insight from Sonia. So there are lots of things going on, including our Coast to Coast presentation for the pretty soon. Benny is advising me that I'm going to have to not talk so much about the local Seattle things during the show.
Yeah, we'll be a little more general with our information.
Well, that's right. tonight because we've got the Florida folks coming on, but none of that is going to change the show, what we do, how much fun we have, the power of this show, our commitment to living life full out. All of that will stay the same. It is in response to people that want to hear from us more, and we're bringing it to you, and very, very grateful for people that have stepped up to help us do that. Very, very grateful today. Let's pull our card for today. And
that would be, you're waiting for me. Yeah, I know. I was just making sure.
Each and every day, we try to pull a card.
Woohoo!
That's Benny, I swear. We pull a card from the Harmony. These are the Harmony cards, and we pull a card from this deck. And I received an email, you know, basically all of the gifts that we have given away so far this year, except for the last two. Everyone has received pretty much.
That's
because
good.
Now they're commenting that they got the cards and they're loving the cards, and that is really awesome. So we're going to pull this card right now. And let's bring up Dr. Meg.
She's there. Let's roll.
Hi, Dr. Meg. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, we're going to pull a card, and then we're going to take a short break. But it'll give us some time to just contemplate.
Okay.
Contemplate the card. Think I shuffled enough, Benny?
Oh, yeah.
You want to pull it today?
No, go ahead. It's yours. You got him. Okay, she's pushing him over here.
Yeah, because, the deal is that, you know, when I pick him, I pick, like, the same card every day for a
There's
week.
There's nothing wrong with that, or two, right, back to back.
Two of the same cards.
Whoa,
here he goes. Can you hear
final
this? Mr. Las
here.
Vegas.
Do, 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 do. 21 black. Got it. All right. There's my card.
All right, here's the card for today. Action is the active ingredient that transforms my goals into reality. We had this last week, too. There are like 100 cards here. Isn't this? Are we getting sort of the message? Dr. Meg, you're going to have to help us with this. You're going to have to help us with this. Why the same card keeps coming up? Here it goes. Action is the active ingredient that transforms my goals into reality.
That's kind of the same thing as pray and move your feet.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Give me the salsa steps. Set out with clear goals and positive expectations, then watch for guidance. Watch for guidance and take action. Being courageous enough to act on your intuition brings your goals into reality. I think you know a little bit about that, Dr. Meg.
Just a little.
Let's start this off by I introduced you briefly, and when we come back from break, I'll introduce you again, because it's hard for me to describe in a short paragraph or two all that you're doing. So the way that this show unfolds is that our listeners get to know about you, about your work, and become inspired within their own lives. And so the question that I want to ask you, and I did mention your book, Pyramids of Light, Awakening to Multidimensional Realities. Here you are, you're speaking all over the globe, you're teaching, you're on radio, you've got this great book out, all of these things happening in your life. I'm looking at your picture, and we'll give out the website as well, and you look like a really happy, you're smiling. You are like,
I am.
That is a happy face right there. Benny, look at that.
I got it on the screen behind me, too.
In all of this, I've got to ask you this question. It came from our listeners. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
The first one that I can give you that was probably the deepest for me was when everything started to get moved so fast and I started to get so well known in different arenas, a lot of people were looking to me for answers and forgetting that I was a human being, and I got kind of hung up in being responsible for everybody else. And so the biggest lesson for me was about, gee, we're all in our own processes, and, you know, we all have to things that we need to learn, and I can't be responsible for that. I can only share what I've experienced and do it to the best of my ability, you know. So that was a big thing for me. Frankly, after I got past that, I haven't really had challenges except for keeping up with everything, you know.
I do know.
You do, yes.
I do know. And you even know. I mean, and we're going to talk about that, because what you're talking about and the work that you're doing, and I'm going to be touching on the book a little bit, really is a way to share with our listeners how they can do the same thing, how they can create so much expansion in their lives that the biggest complaint or the worry they have is keeping up with it all. And I wanted to let everyone know this show is going to be, the second half of it is going to be open telephone lines. Dr. Meg is going to do readings. things with you, so you're going to want to stay tuned. If you don't know the number, I will give it out to you now. Write it down, and we'll be picking you up at the half hour. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527.
Or 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569.
And I'm plugged in live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. All right, we'll be right back.
Happy to be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the...
This is Dr. Scott Lynch of Crown Hill Chiropractic with your Maximized Living Tip of the Week. Subluxation is when a spinal bone has shifted from its normal, healthy alignment, interfering with proper nervous system function and causing poor health. Visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or call 206-782-8800 for your complimentary subluxation checkup at a wellness office near you.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call now, 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's right, 1-866-NO-BLOAT, and discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 11th through the 13th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Is what you put on your skin just as important to you as what you put in your body? You bet it is. Running Wild Spirit takes this thought and has made a truly natural line of skin products for your health and pleasure. Originally created to help her son's skin condition, Charlene Feedham handcrafted a line of products with healing energy and the fresh fragrance of nature's beauty. No sudsing agents, alcohol, or mineral oil. Simply and beautifully, the essence of nature in different handcrafted soaps, body powders, shower gels, lip balms, lotions, body oils, salt scrubs, bath fizzies. Give a gift of love for yourself and that special person. For more information, visit www.runningwildspirit.com or call 206-622-2323 or stop by for free samples at one of our two stores located downtown Seattle at 6th and Stewart or across from the Maltby Cafe in Maltby.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Here on the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. www.thedrpatshow.com. www.thedrpatshow.com. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, giving birth to this website is, I am like in contractions.
I need that baby sound
like,
effect.
I am like, get the thing out, please. Any of you that understand what I'm talking about in terms of what it means to give birth to a website, you will know exactly what I mean. And we are going to launch it. It's not going to be 100%, but we know that when it comes out, honey, it is going to be breathing. It's going to be a breathing website. But if you go to www.thedrpatshow.com, you will still go to an amazing website that may scream at you a little bit. It is the crust-busting website, because this is, by the way, still, Benny, the home of crust busting. And you talk about somebody that's busting through the crust. I'm going to tell you right now. Dr. Meg is here to talk a little bit about that. And if you're not familiar with the term crust is anything you think, feel, or believe that stops you from living life full out. Dr. Meg, thank you so much for joining the show today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I have got to ask you about the book, Pyramids of Light.
Okay.
And let's start there, because I think if we talk about the book, it will give everyone a sense of the work that you do and how you are transforming the lives of people. So, you know, initially when you open the book, it talks about your journey, about your connection with the masters. I would love for you to share that, share a little bit about your journey and about the work that you do, so that people really get a sense of what channeling is, how you do it, and about the ascended masters.
Sure, be happy to. You know, it was kind of one of those things that I wasn't paying attention in life, and I had to really go through a dark night of the soul to kind of wake up. And over a course of a couple of weeks, pretty much everything that I thought was my foundation, what I had created in my life, fell apart all around me. I was in total shock. And I woke up one morning and I thought, and I was crying, and I didn't even know why. You know, I was on my friend's couch. I just couldn't go home. That wasn't good. Work wasn't good. You know, nothing was right. And I said, you know, self, we got to have a look at things. and so I did. And what I realized was that I was living my life by everybody else's rules, everybody else's expectations, and I had no idea what I even wanted. I didn't know what my truth was. And so I made myself a promise, and I said it out loud to nobody, but whoever, you know, out there was listening. And I said, you know, from this moment forward, whoever I am, whatever that means, I accept.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, I had no idea what I was asking for, because what happened was all of the fragments of the vestiges of my previous lifetime, you know, up to that now, fell apart very quickly, and other doors began to open just as quickly, and I began to have an awakening of cosmic proportions, because I said I was ready, you know, and my intuition just leaped, my knowings just were there, and everything kind of grew on me so fast that it was quite a ride. There aren't any seatbelts on that one either. And I started to feel energy in my hands and in my body, and I felt like, gee, there must be a trigger to use this. I know that I'm supposed to touch people with this, but I don't know what to do with it. And so, being kind of very, well, very musically oriented, I every morning would kind of just put some music on, and I would play with the energy between my hands, and I started moving, and I now teach that. It's called movement to spirit. And what happened was, it took me out of my head, and it took me into a whole other place of consciousness, where I started to have visions and see the energy and have out-of-body experiences that were absolutely amazing. And I started begging. You know, I got to a point where I felt like, well, I'm just not getting anywhere. I can see the energy, but so what? I don't know what to do with it. Somebody out there show me what to do. And, I mean, I was begging in all humility. There was not much left of me at that point except all of these new things that I didn't know what to do with. And so every morning I would ask. Every morning I would beg, somebody show me what to do. And one morning, much to my great surprise, somebody showed up, and it was one of the masters, and he was standing there in front of me. He was a hologram, which is, you know, kind of, he's light. You could see through him, but he still looks like him. And he startled me so bad, I jumped back, straight up and straight back. and then almost in the same breath, I was like, oh, my God, I blew it. I've been begging and begging, and somebody came, and I blew it. He's gone. And so, having been real practiced many, many mornings by, you know, getting myself balanced, I quickly got myself back in that place again, and, you know, he was still there.
But, you know, didn't you think for a minute that he was not going to come back?
Yeah. For a split second, yes, I did.
Because we think that that's it. We have, like, we say a lot of times, and I know this has been my experience. I'm not going to say we. I'm going to talk for myself, actually. You know, there have been places in my life where I was, like, talking about I believe in the abundance of the universe. I believe in, like, total manifestation. You know, I believe in unlimited possibilities. And then comes the one shot.
Right.
That we think we have.
Right.
That one shot. And all of the things we thought we believe disappear and is replaced by this idea that we think we have one shot in life, and if we don't take it, oh, well.
Yeah, right.
Game's
right.
over. But that's not what happened to you, is it?
No, it wasn't. What happened was he was very gently and gracefully waiting for me to get myself together. And he was still standing there when I got myself balanced. And funny thing, when we get into our head, we close a lot of doors we don't even know we have. You know, we close off that multidimensional access, that higher self, that higher knowing, you know, that's always there for us. I learned that in that split second, but I didn't catch it till several years later. And so anyway, the master started to teach me. And he taught me how to manipulate the energy and how to work with it, how to move it, and how to change the form of it, how to change the frequencies of it. And I ended up going through, to make a very long story short, a series of masters. And each time that I would get to a point in the learning, I would have a different kind of an initiation with them. And then I would have a new master. And I never knew when it was going to happen. I mean, it wasn't like being in school and you know when you're going to graduate. It was just a constant shifting of gears, and ultimately, they taught me all about how the universe is constructed, because my questions were, if I am the light, what is that? You know,
there you go.
What does it mean to share the light?
That's it. There you go. It's a woman after my own heart.
And what does it mean to be in the moment? Come on, guys, show me what this means, because people are telling me this, and I really want to understand what the heck it is I'm supposed to do, because I don't have a clue.
So you totally surrendered, you see?
I did.
And, you know, really really being humble about the fact that not only don't you know what to do, but you want help.
Right.
You're open, and that's what really showed up for you. To look at your website right now and to think that you did not have a clue.
No.
Is beyond anything I can even imagine, because when I go to the website, what I'm looking at is the work that you do, the channeling, the healing work that you do, the readings, and our listeners are going to experience this with you in a few minutes. Then I look at the schedule, and I look at your 2006 schedule, and you're just scrolling down the page, workshops, and so forth and so on. But what's really important, and I think this is going to be key for all of us, is the fact that once you accepted what was coming your way, you said that there were no seatbelts. That means to me that it happened so quickly, right?
It really did. It really did. I started to, I had a group that met at my house, and it got bigger and bigger to where it didn't fit in my house anymore, and I started working on people, and the healing work was doing phenomenal things, and that grew. And then somebody came to my group. I always say that everything I need comes to my living room, because the most amazing things happen. And this fellow walked into the group one night and said, "I'm doing an expo in Asheville, North Carolina. Why don't you come and talk?"
Mm.
And I was scared. I was a wreck, because I thought, they're going to get up and walk out on me when I tell them there are masters coming into my living room and they're showing me about everything, you know. And so I went and did that, and I kind of shuffled my feet a little bit, and I haven't stopped since.
Exactly.
And nobody got up and left. In fact, nobody wanted to leave. It was just so validating, and I never expected it, because, you know, I have a lot of humility around this work, and I don't ever – I learned not to expect anything. Because when we do, we set ourselves up for disappointment. You know, we set ourselves up to a pass or fail kind of thing. So.
That's exactly right. And that's a really key message. Let's take a short break, Dr. Meg. For those of you just tuning in, we are just heating it up right now. I'm here with Dr. Meg Blackburn Lucy, and what we're going to be doing is opening up these phone lines straight out right now, and we will get as many of you as we can on all 300 lines that we have here. So the number is 425-373-5527. 1-888-379-5527. That is 425-373-5527.
Or 1-888-298-5569. Toll free west of the Cascades, 1-888-298-5569.
Live at the DrPatShow.com. Get you a reading through the email. We'll be right back.
New Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
What's baffling the medical community? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn about reconnective healing, a powerful new form of healing using frequencies brought onto the planet and taught by Dr. Eric Pearl, author of The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Dr. Pearl will teach this work June 9th through the 11th at the Seattle Center. You too can master this extraordinary work. Call 1-888-ERIC-PEARL. That's 1-888-374-2732 to reserve your space today. The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Men, we know you are dealing with unique issues. We also know the value of communicating with your peers. So the Essential Fire offers a men's open discussion group open to all men. For information, visit our website at www.theessentialfire.com. That's www.theessentialfire.com. Or call Greg Hoskins at 425-397-7559. That's 425-397-7559.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas. Baby mamas, mamas.
Welcome back, everyone. Yep, it's all going out to the baby's mama, the mama, and all of the mamas. Benny, you're going to have to talk to me about that song sometime.
I'm sorry, Miss Patty, which is sorry, Miss Jackson.
It's old school.
No, that's not. That's new.
It's new school.
That's Outkast.
That's the Outkast.
That's Miss Jackson. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go. That's it, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Here he goes. All right. All right, we're not going to keep you waiting. We're going to have to do a show, Benny. We need to do an open mic show just with you and me.
Well, we have sometimes, you know, yeah, every half hour we kind of sneak one in from time to time.
We'll have to do it, get all caught up. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today, yep, and I have to say this, the book is a fabulous book, and I want to say this about the book. It's Dr. Meg Blackburn Lucy, and what I want to say about the book is that this is the kind of book that you're going to pick up and you're going to read, but you're going to learn. Because there are things to learn. When you're finished with the book, you will have a blueprint. You will have a way to experience all of the transformations and creation of your own reality that you can even imagine. And so we're actually going to give away a copy of this book today. But as I said before, we are opening up the phone lines. They are open. We've got a couple of callers. We're letting you know that, yes, we get busy when you try to call in, but we still have a line. We would love to hear from you. Dr. Meg, why don't we go to the phone?
And when we do that, we're going to bring on Lyndon from Seattle. He's been cruising around.
Hey, Lyndon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I love that you're cruising around. Do you have both hands on the wheel?
Well, one hand on the wheel, but I'm being very cautious.
All righty then.
Good man, good man.
All right, I want you to meet Dr. Meg.
How are you?
Hi, Dr. Meg.
Nice to meet you.
Let's get your question.
Okay, I got a couple of questions I want to ask about some dreams I've been having all my life since I've been a kid, and about the out of body experience also that I I've been experienced as a kid and not too much as an adult, but I have experienced some here recently. And I just want to know how can I tap into that psychic energy?
Okay, do you want to know anything particularly about those experiences, or you just want to know how to get back there?
Okay, well, okay, no, well, for one answer, my son was killed like 3 years ago. And before he got killed, I had this dream like a couple of weeks before he got killed, but I didn't know which one of my sons were going to get killed. But I had this dream a couple of weeks before it happened.
Right. What happens is when we're kids and we're so free about leaving our bodies and you know, having those experiences, a lot of us fly when we're kids. We leave our body and we dream about flying, and we're really doing it, actually. And then as we get to be adults, what happens, you know, we get to be teenagers and we get to be more responsible adults, we get really into our thinking selves and we forget our innocence. You know, we lose our innocence, and it's really in our innocence that freedom is found, to that we don't feel like we have to hold ourselves so tightly and rein ourselves in and that kind of thing. And
okay.
So it kind of gets covered up as we get older. And then every once in a while it'll sneak back out, and it leaves us kind of feeling weird because we've had this experience and we're not used to it. But the truth is, you know, it's there all the time.
Okay.
And it's just about, you know, we need to remember to play more. Hmm. Dr. Pat does a great job of that.
Okay. Okay. Another question. Uh-huh. When I'm experiencing the out-of-body experience thing, I experienced one time, what is that black snake-like cloud with all this energy in it? And when I experienced this, and an angel or something told me to stay away from that. What is that?
There are certain dark energies that are out there that are extremely, extremely negative, and some of them can even attach to you. So it's a really good thing that you listen to whoever was talking to you at the time. Those kind of things are, you know, and sometimes they're shadow parts of ourselves, too, that we meet. And when we're, you know, we have those experiences, you know, everything is combined into the one. There is light and there is dark stuff. It's all part of the same one, you know, and believe it or not, it all serves a purpose, and we all have some of that in us. It's what causes us to have those crazy thoughts sometimes, or, you know, just certain feelings and whatever, and it's something that we've learned that we don't want to do, you know, as human beings. So sometimes though, when we have those experiences, it's just that we're recognizing that those things are out there. It doesn't mean they're out to get us or anything. It just means that we have an awareness that there it is, you know.
Okay.
All right. How does that sound? Now, did you have something specific you wanted to ask about your dreams?
Okay. How do I decipher these dreams? How do I decode these dreams? I just want to know, what do I do when I have a dream like I have? Do I write it down? What do I do?
That's a great question. A couple of things I would suggest. A lot of people that are trying to sort out what they're dreaming are journaling. You know, when you first wake up, you remember most of it. So if you have time, write it down, because you'll start to see a trend in your dreams. Secondly, and most importantly to me, dreams are usually filled with symbolism. So look at your dream and ask yourself, gee, what does that mean to me? What does this thing I saw mean to me? If I were to just see it, what would it remind me of? And so look at the piece, you know, you can kind of take your dream apart that way. Well, gee, what did that person mean to me that I dreamed about? Or how did I feel when I met that person in my dream? You know, and you can kind of, you know, you can kind of go into it backwards and say, okay, well, these things mean this and this and this. And then when you look at that whole picture, what you realize is that you're either learning something, or you're processing something that you're not processing in your awake time, because you know you're not aware of it, or you don't want to look at it.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Lyndon. Thank you very much.
Nice talking with you.
Nice talking with you. Have a great day. All right. We've got another caller, Dr. Meg. Why don't we do that? And let me let everyone know that if you would like to have a reading right now with Dr. Meg, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or
1-888-298-5569. Toll free. West of these old Cascades over here. 1-888-298-5569. And we'll jump off to line 44 where we have Lisa from Shoreline.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Let me introduce you to Dr. Meg.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Meg.
Appreciate you calling.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
You too.
I was hoping for a little bit of a reading on, I've had a huge amount of spiritual growth in the last year, and I've had
What? I didn't understand you.
I said I've had a huge amount of growth.
Okay, great.
In the last year. And
I'm
I've had
disappointed in it, though.
Pardon?
You seem like you're kind of disappointed in yourself or something. Like you're...
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I've had a couple of nighttime visitations from masters.
Wonderful.
And I know that things are in the works for me, but I was kind of hoping that you could timeline it a little for me.
Okay. I won't give you an exact time or date because, you know, everything's based on this now. But what I will tell you is that you're really headed in the right place, but that you're having hesitations and at the same time you're having expectations. Okay,
yeah.
So you got to let go of that. It's not, believe it or not, even though it's part of your experience, it's not entirely about you. It's kind of a community thing that's going on between you and them.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got to let go of that about you thing and breathe, because as you were telling me about this, I kind of heard some hesitation in your voice. That's why I said what I said. You know, I'm kind of, what I'm hearing is, gee, you're not sure where this is going or what it's going to be, and so you want to know how it's going to be and when it's going to happen. That is entirely dependent on you, okay? That is completely dependent on how open you're willing to get and how far you want to go with it, because they will take you as far as you want to go. And I mean other planets, other places, other times, other lives, okay? But you've got to really let go of that need to know what's next.
Yeah.
Because what the masters always say, and this is one of the most important pieces of wisdom I've ever heard, at least in my own personal experience, is there is only ever this now.
Right.
You know, that which was no longer exists, and that which has not yet been is either speculation or imagination. So if you can stay present with them, stay in the now with them, then you're going to get so much more. Don't worry about if it makes sense or not. Someday it will. When my experiences were going on, they would give me pieces, and I didn't have a clue, you know. And so what I did was I just kind of filed it away, and I learned how to think different. I learned how to compartmentalize pieces that I thought might go together. And all of a sudden, one day, everything would make perfect sense. So
okay.
Let go of the need to know. And... Yeah,
well, I've always had a control problem.
Pardon?
I said I've always had a control issue.
Yeah, I could hear that.
Yeah.
That's the first thing, because you're trying to control something, and I'll tell you something that I learned also that will really help you. When you're calling in perfection like that, because truly that's what you're doing, it's kind of like you're calling God in to act through you and with you, then do you think in any way you know more than perfection does?
No.
That was when I finally got it. It was
Thank
to me,
you.
It was kind of like, oh, it's like I'm questioning God. Oh, I know more than that? I don't think so.
All right.
So
thank you.
So have a good time. Lighten up, you know, be in the moment with them and don't be afraid.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of what's happening. I'm picking that up, that some of these things have kind of tipped you over a little bit. Is that...
Well, I'm having some other issues right now. My son wrecked his car a week ago and almost could have died, and I'm trying to get him into rehab right now.
Okay. That's what I'm picking up. I knew there was something going on.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm very, very stressed out about it.
Okay. Keep breathing. Know that you're there to support him, and also know that he is having experiences that are going to, you know, give him opportunities to walk down different roads in his life too.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. And how old is he?
19.
He's 19, yeah. He knows right and wrong and that kind of thing, and you've taught him well. So just know that you love him and you support him, but you can't be everything 24/7 for him at that age, you know? He's choosing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Meg.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening in. Wow, Dr. Meg, that's great. We're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about Dr. Meg, all of the things going on, www.spiritlight.com, www.spiritlight.com. We're still taking your calls at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Benny's on it. We'll be right back.
And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands. Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call now, 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's right, 1-866-NO-BLOAT, and discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Hey, this is Scott Meklewitz. So happy to be on the Dr. Pat Show. Please check out the Peaceful Warrior movie on June 2nd and visit the website at thepeacefulwarriormovie.com.
Brenda Michaels.
And Rob Spears here. We're the host of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
Join us weekdays, 7 to 8 a.m., right here on 1150 a.m., Seattle's Alternative Talk, where we will bring you more talk from the heart, more choices, and more information on issues that matter most to you from a conscious point of view.
If you're ready for refreshing insights, straight talk, and empowering information, then tune in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul, but right now I want to tell you that you've got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Just give me the light. Yeah, yeah. Just give me the light. Just give me the light.
Turn the pass. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo. Just give me the light and pass the Joe. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my side.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Thank you all for joining the show today. And we have been talking with Dr. Meg Blackburn. And, you know, what I want to say is there is so much that you could find out about. But the other thing I want to do is the next caller we bring up, we are gifting you with a book, Pyramids of Light. We are absolutely doing that. Dr. Meg, why don't you give out some information about your website, phone numbers, how people can book readings with you?
Well, sure. Thanks a lot. The website where you can reach me through the website. I don't give out phone numbers mostly because I'm never home.
That's right.
The best possible way to get me is email, and that's Dr. Meg, D-R-M-E-G, at spiritlight.com. And that's S-P-I-R-I-T-L-I-T-E.com. And that's also the website, spiritlight.com. And everything that you want to know about booking a reading or a healing session or buying the Pyramids of Light or any of the CDs. I've got a healing series that's also based on what I learned in the process of the book, all on CD that the masters are on. Those are on the website and some really other good things, too. And my schedule's on there. All of the places that I'm teaching workshops, the radio interviews, everything I'm doing is always on the website. It's pretty current. Usually, and I'd be happy to hear from you. I will answer your email. It might take me a little while, but I do still do that personally. So.
Okay, and you're going to be at Conscious Living Expo in Spokane.
That's right. Yeah. For, I believe, the fifth year in a row.
Yeah, and booth 101 is what I have.
Yeah, I'll be in booth 101. That's right inside the door, and it's Pyramids of Light is the name of it. And I'll have the book there and the CDs and... I'm going to have some great help this year, and I'm also going to be doing little short multidimensional healing tune-ups in the booth. So they're 20 minutes, and you would not believe what we can do in a few minutes. So because I have lots of help. And I'd sure like to see you come on up and introduce yourself. It's a great show. They've got some good speakers, and, you know, the nicest people have booths there. It's the only expo I still do. Because there are just such wonderful people there, and the people that come in and out of the show are so good, and Anne Marie and her daughter Chrissy do a great job putting it on. So, and I hear you might show up, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I know definitely. Ava for sure will be there, and I am planning to clear my calendar so I can come as well.
Great, and you know I'm going to be talking there on Saturday.
Yes.
I'm going to teach movement to spirit at 1 o'clock. That's the thing that got me over, leaped into multidimensional consciousness. And it's really easy to do. So I'm going to be teaching that at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then at 4 o'clock on Saturday, I'm going to talk about the children of now. And those are the children that are, I've talked about in my new book that's, we're waiting to find a publishing date on.
All right.
And it's about the crystalline kids, the not the indigos, we're not doing that to Saturday, but the crystalline kids, the star kids, and then some really interesting new things that I've learned in working. I work with a lot of these kids, and there are some interesting phenomena going on and some amazing things, and I can't wait to share it with everybody. So that one's at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Well, lots going on. Plenty of time to spend with Dr. Meg. Let's go to the phone, Benny.
Sure, let's bring on Janine on line 78, and she's been waiting so patiently with us today.
Well, Janine, thank you, and welcome to the show. And by the way, for waiting, we're giving you a copy of the book.
Great.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
Yeah, so after your question, don't go nowhere. I'll get your information.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hello, Dr. Meg.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I listen to you talk about every day you ask for masters and what to do next. And
right.
This all, I've been doing this off and on for 47 years, and I haven't even talked to my guides of any kind yet.
Okay. Are you waiting for a booming voice to just tell you something? Or, I mean, are you having expectations of what that looks like? Or, you know, I have a feeling you're still holding on to something.
Well, I don't really know what I should see or do, but I hear this all the time from people that they communicate with theirs,
uh-huh.
and they find out their names and everything, but I've never been able to do any of that.
Okay. It could be, are you more mentally oriented?
I'm highly emotional.
You're highly emotional. Okay, why don't you let that emotion work for you? First of all, don't ask. I shouldn't have used that word. Command is more appropriate. You know, it's in all of us. We can all do this. And for some of us, it's a little easier than others. And the thing to do, first of all, is to know that you have the right to experience anything that you want. You deserve it, and it's already yours. It's just about opening that door. And the only way to open that door is to just truly let go. And if you're real emotional, use that passion. Use that passion in what you're putting out to the universe, because when you do, your message goes totally solid. You know, when you're doing it, you know, with lots of questions in your mind, the message goes out kind of all broken up, and it gives mixed messages, and so you don't get what you're looking for. So fuel your request with that passion, that emotion that you've got, and just let it be, let it go, and then, you know, don't look for it to happen a certain way for you, because
Could you give me an example of how something should happen?
Excuse me? How something should happen?
No.
Nothing should happen. That's my point. For everybody, it's different. And everybody senses differently. Do you have mental pictures when you think, or do you just sense things or just know things?
Oh, I have mental pictures whenever I think anything, but I also have them when I close my eyes. I have millions of pictures.
Good for you. So, see, you're already halfway there.
But I don't know what to do with it.
Nothing. Why don't you try this? Why don't you try being quiet and close your eyes and let the pictures come and say something to yourself and mean it, like, take me where it is that I need to go now.
It's mostly people's faces. I see them all the time.
Yeah, they're out there.
But I don't know any of them.
You don't need to. They're all out there. They're guides. They're other beings. They're all different frequencies. And a lot of people just see the eyes and not the whole face.
Oh, I see the whole face. Nobody.
Good for you.
The face.
Okay, so you're like right at the threshold, and they're gathering to help you. So send the messages. You know, start out that way. Send the messages. Tell them that you're ready, if you really are, and ask them to help you. And even ask them to help take you where it is that you're supposed to go in that moment. And right. See how the pictures change, or see what you feel, or what comes into your thinking, because I think you're looking at this process and not the end result. Okay, know that if you're seeing them, you're already out there.
Well, and their faces change too before my eyes.
Yeah, they shift, don't they?
Yeah,
what they're doing is they're showing you who they've been in other times.
Oh.
Is that cool?
Well, yeah, looking at it that way, I didn't know how to look at it.
Yeah, they're shifting because they're showing you, their faces are just changing, right? They're just turning into somebody else, right?
Right, right.
Okay, they're showing you who they've been. They're expecting you to recognize them, but part of you is still holding on, and so you're not.
Oh.
Okay. When you get the book, which I'm going to autograph for you, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When you get it, go to, there are two exercises in it. The pyramid exercises will teach you how to feel safe about working with your consciousness outside of your body. It teaches you some different steps for that. And then the movement to spirit that we were talking about earlier, step by step, is in the book. And if you do those two things and you really just relax, and don't have any expectations, you're right there.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
Right
this
there.
Helps
if you
a lot.
Want it. If you're afraid of it.
I have always been a little bit because I was told in my last life I was a witch and I misused powers. And that's
all. Somebody told you that, right?
Many people.
Okay. Is that something that you know?
I kind of feel it, yeah.
Okay. So let's just say that was something that was. If that's something you really feel in your heart, okay, let's just say that's something that was. That is not now.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Jenny, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Boy, it's always wishing we had more time here on the Dr. Pat Show.
I know. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
You're a doll. Thanks for talking
thanks
with
for the
me.
Book.
All right.
Thanks, Janine. Don't go nowhere. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get you some information.
Well, Dr. Meg, let's give out your website one last time here, and look forward to catching up with you and the many, many things you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And the website is www.spiritlight.com, SPIRITLITE.com. Thank you all for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Don't forget www.bbsradio.com tonight at 6, live with Sonia Choquette. We'll be opening up the phone lines. You'll get to tap into your vibes with her. Tomorrow you will hear about a breakthrough line of products and services that will blow you away from Barbara Swanson and Cell Tech. This is the Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.